From the National Press Building in Washington, D.C., this is your Corporate Crime Reporter Morning Minute for Friday, December 4, 2020. I'm Russell Mokyber. In the early 1960s, one woman saved the lives of 100,000 children in the United States from premature death and severe birth defects. That's according to a new book, Frankie, How One Woman Prevented a Pharmaceutical Disaster, by James Essinger and Sandra Kudzenka. The book is a biography of Frances Kelsey, the Canadian Board Food and Drug Administration doctor, who in the early 1960s said no to thalidomide, the anti-nausea drug that the pharmaceutical company Richardson Merrill wanted to market in the United States. Kelsey, not convinced that the drug was safe, kept putting off Merrill, demanding that they answer more and more questions until a year later, the ugly truth was revealed. In Europe, thalidomide had caused thousands of babies to be born with severe birth defects. When the truth came out, the drug was banned worldwide and Kelsey became an American heroine. For the Corporate Crime Reporter, I'm Russell Mokyber.